patreon.com/thewalkoffpodcast. $4 a month gets you in there.
Baseball, Blue Jays, and more baseball. It's the walk-off with Scott Belford and Adam Mack.
This ball is crushed.
The Die Hard podcast for the casual fan.
And another one. My goodness.
Oh, that's a nice hat, man.
Oh, thanks. It's got a like the sweet like Jays and.
That's a beauty. That's a beauty. Oh, sorry about yesterday bailing on you. Oh.
Man, it's okay. Like I've been dealing with this shit for like this is day five, I think. Like I'm better today, but the first four were pretty rough.
I'm better today too, but like I threw my back out. This is way too much information, but I threw my back out puking. So now today I'm just like health wise I feel fine, but my spine is like in a knot and I can't even bend over to put socks on. I'm just like, oh, I'm getting old. I hate this.
Yeah, my stomach's kind of sore today just from coughing so much. Like, so.
Oh, man, it's brutal. Brutal getting old. Fitting, we're going to talk about Alek Manoah's fitness today. A couple of old guys out of shape and sick. Here we go. All right, let's just get right to it. Welcome to the Walk Off Podcast, February 4th, 2023, joined by our East Coast favorite, Garth, with the beautiful hat.
I'm like literally the center of Canada, but sure, East Coast.
Where are you? I thought you were in Newfoundland.
No, dude. No.
I'm How do like, I think you're like, in Newfoundland?
I have no idea. I'm like literally 3 miles down the road is the center point of the Trans-Canada Highway. Like I am like smack dab in the middle.
What is your exact address? I need to know.
Wait, you want my fucking social insurance number too, or
no? Where's the center of Canada? Show me how stupid I am. Is it Manitoba? Well,
the center point of the Trans-Canada Highway is a place called Chippewa Falls, Ontario, and I'm like, I'm in a place called Batchewana Bay, Ontario. I'm just like a stone throw away. So
is this northern Ontario? Is this like
yeah, northern? Like basically, like if you take a look at the.
You're in the part of Ontario where when you're driving through, you have no cell service, right?
Yeah, it's pretty kind of sketchy, especially just a bit north of here. It's pretty bad. But like, if you look at a map of like the Great Lakes, I'm like pretty much right in the middle of like Superior, Huron, and Michigan, like kind of like right in that little area. So
okay, I don't know why. You know what? I must have thought you were out like way east because every time we're on, it's pitch black behind you.
Yeah, no, it's just like
that explains time zone, man. It's so stupid I am. This explains not having a Newfie accent. I've always been curious why Garth doesn't have a Newfie accent. It's because he's not a Newfie.
No, okay. No, I'm closer to Letterkenny than like St. John's.
Ah, very cool. Well, when you said that you're like literally the center of Canada, I thought you were just going to say downtown Toronto.
Oh no, that's the center of the universe.
Right. Sorry. Some news coming out of the center of the universe then. Alek Manoah, let's get to this topic today. It's called out, man. Called out by some guy, I guess let's call him. Anthony Recker, MLB Network. All right, let's lay down the full context of this. And then I know you got some passionate comments on this. So I'm going to let you take the floor today. But for anybody that didn't see it, and how could you have not have at this point, MLB analyst Anthony Recker played some time in the big leagues himself, was a New York Met. Unimpressive stat line, but hey, much better MLB stat line than I have. So give him credit where credit's due. Was running down his list of pitchers under 25 that he would want to start a franchise with this year. Alek Manoah, honorable mention. Went with Tristan McKenzie instead. And notably, the reason why Alek Manoah was passed over was some weight concerns. You know, let's see maximize that talent and work on it a little bit, I suppose. So you've got the quotes, you've got everything all ready to go. So let's pass it to you.
All right, man. So this guy who I think he spent every penny of his signing bonus on dental work. Like, the guy's got 7 extra teeth in his mouth. He's got the look for TV. So I'll give him that. That's like the one thing that I will say that he is great at is he's got great teeth. But this is the actual quote. This is what came out of his mouth. So because he's going on saying that, like, oh, the quote's being taken out of context. So I don't want, I'm going to say the entire piece that he said about Alek Manoah.
All right.
Which was, Alek Manoah, I love you, Alek. Just show me you're willing to put in a little more time in the gym and that you're going to be there consistently a little bit longer. In the past 2 seasons, I can't think of a more consistent pitcher than Alek Manoah. He has not had any, even a whiff of like arm fatigue or injury or anything like that. And so for consistency, like, who are you going to pick? Who has been like as good as Alek Manoah has been for the last 2 years consistently, every single start? Like, I watch basically every Jays game. I have seen every Alek Manoah start. He is the definition of consistency. Like, I've never seen him get blown out. I've seen him have games where he's fought it a little bit and it, you know, his control wasn't quite there, but I've never seen him, you know, give up 7 runs in 2 innings. Like, it doesn't happen with Alek Manoah. He is as good as it gets in that department. The gym thing bothers me. It just, like, who is this guy to comment on Alek Manoah's routine? Obviously, whatever he has been doing is working for him. This reminds me of that dickhead TSN guy, Ross, from last year, who was ripping on Kirk, and Manoah came to his defense too. And like earlier this week, some Yankee troll, Johnny Lasagna on Twitter, posted a pic of Alek and said, oh, you know, they must be eating good up there in the offseason. This is from a Yankees fan who, you know, employed CC Sabathia and David Wells for a very long time, whose greatest player of all time, Babe Ruth, did not have a six pack. If there is a major sport where body type is not the biggest factor in success, it is baseball.
As a pitcher specifically.
The pitcher specifically, there's a lot of big guys who pitch. You know, it's just, I look at a guy like Alek Manoah and I look at a guy like Tristan McKenzie and I think, like, okay, which of these guys is built to pitch for 20 years in the majors? And it's not Tristan McKenzie. I love Tristan McKenzie. I think he is a phenomenal pitcher. But like Alek Manoah, I've said this numerous times on this show, I think he is good. He's built like a workhorse. He is a guy that for the next 15 years is going to give you 200 innings a season, you know, and not even break a sweat. He's not a high velocity guy. He doesn't need to throw 99 to be successful. So a guy with his body type and strength, he is going to be the most consistent pitcher for the next decade, just based on like being healthy. He's just built to last. So for some guy who had a cup of coffee in the majors, whose career batting average was 199, to sit there and question his dedication, Manoah owns a gym. Him and his brother, like, have notorious, like, they post videos of their workouts, and there's no way you or I are keeping up with that shit. There's no way 99% of the population is keeping up with him. So it just irks me that some talking head who barely, you know, cracked the league can come out and just question his dedication, because that's basically what he questioned. You know, he didn't call him fat. He didn't call him chunky. He questioned his dedication to his craft. And I think that is why Alec came after him the way he did, which he should have.
All right, I'm going to tread lightly here in playing devil's advocate. Not to defend Anthony Record. Look, I am one of the biggest fans of Alec Manoa there is. But I will say, and again, I'm not to justify the comments. I think he was speaking, it was a stream of consciousness. Sometimes you say things that maybe is a consideration in the back of your mind and you would never say, but sometimes you say anyways, right? And I think that was one of these things. Now, we praised Vladdy's weight loss and the transition to first base, yep, and the work that he put in and maximizing these God-given talents. And I just want to say, as far as Anthony Recker goes, and yes, looking at his stat line is not nice, but this is, to his credit, you don't get 18 home runs in the major leagues and have a batting average of nearly 200 without like working your face off to stick around for, you know, 5-6 years playing even just 30 games a year. Like, sure, this is a person who doesn't have Alec Manoa's God-given talent and had to work his face off, whether it's in the gym or wherever the case may be, at the ball field, whatever, to grind his way to those 18 glorious at-bats, right? So as far as Alec Manoa and his work ethic goes, yeah, like if you follow him on any social media, you have seen the kind of workouts he puts in. Some guys are just big boys, right? Like, yep, you watch World's Strongest Man competitions. They're not like shredded CrossFit athletes. They're built for power, right? Like, that's what I always describe myself as to my wife. I say, I'm in great shape. I'm built for power. So I don't personally have any like lack of doubt for Alec Manoa's work ethic in the gym either. And I think most Blue Jays fans, that's why we're all like up in arms about it, because we're like, that's our boy. We know how hard he works. But like, it's hard to keep track of every player from every team's social media and their workout routines and stuff like this. So
I get that part of it. I get that part of it. But he gets paid handsomely as a baseball analyst to know his stuff. And if he doesn't, like,
yeah, he should have kept his mouth shut and not said that comment for sure. It was comment.
It's not even that he made the comment. It's the backtracking that he did afterwards.
The apology?
What's
wrong with apologizing?
It wasn't an apology. He just came out and said, it was taken out of context. And it, like, I just read the entire quote. How is that taken out of context?
Well, okay, that's the little quote of the whole segment. The whole segment, which is, I guess, in his view, is the context.
That was the entire quote about Manoa. That was the entire quote about Manoa.
I know, but you're literally taking it out of context. The context is, hey, I'm talking about the best pitchers in the game, yeah, and I'm singling out Manoa as being one of the 4 or 5 best pitchers under 25. Side note, I think he's a little chubby and could be even better. Now, please show me that, and I love you. That's the broader context that I think was being taken out of. It's not like a misquote, but...
No. But I mean, Manoa clapped back at him.
I don't like that, by the way.
What's that?
I don't like that he clapped back.
Really?
I don't. I
don't know.
Like, it's entertaining, but I want a guy who's just like, I'm not even fazed by what the haters are saying.
Look at Manoa as a pitcher. Like, he pitches with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah,
he needs that. He is like...
He's a fiery guy.
He is one of the most competitive players I've seen wear a Jays uniform. Like, he is locked in. He loves playing baseball. He loves being the ace of this team. But I don't have a problem. Like, this is like, it's not some random guy on Twitter. This is a guy who gets paid by Major League Baseball to have like to talk on TV. This isn't like me or you ripping on him. That like he wouldn't give two shits about that. This is a guy that gets paid by Major League Baseball. You know, like if he can't take a little bit of criticism, he's criticizing Alek Manoah's job, and all Alek Manoah did was criticize him at his job. So,
yeah, I mean, and that's fair. I mean, agreed. I think Anthony Racker, like, if you can dish it out, you should be able to take it, right? Yes. I also think, like, he made a mistake on air, probably realized right away, oh crap, like, I'm gonna get some heat from this, probably going through his head. He got the heat that he probably deserved. But also, like, I think he's issued a genuine apology and is like, yeah, I spoke out of turn, shouldn't have done it. Like, yeah, how much? I want to just move on and let him off the hook.
He didn't say that. He said that, he was like, you're misjudging what I said. Just say, yes, I am sorry. I should not have said that. The end. Don't try to quantify it. Don't try to make yourself look better because you said it. Just say, I am sorry. I'm going to do better as a broadcaster.
I'm looking for the tweet now. I don't know. I still don't like that. I just don't want a guy like Alek Manoah even being worried about the opinions of, you know, if we're going to say, look, this guy's beneath me, then if he's beneath you, don't worry about his opinions. That's kind of how I feel, right? Like, if I came out and criticized... I don't want him coming at me being like, who the frick is this guy with a stupid small podcast?
You have to think like these players are humans too. It's not like it's beneath them. It's like, don't you think that Manoah is tired of hearing this shit? He's probably been hearing this shit since he was 12 years old. And now he has to hear shit about his catcher, as the guy who catches every game for him. He has to hear that shit about the team MVP. Like, I just don't understand. Like, if you are getting paid to talk about baseball, you should know that, like, in any sport, body type isn't the biggest issue in baseball. Like, you should know this. It should not be an issue when you talk about it. Some of the greatest players who have ever played this game are big dudes.
I'm with you.
You know, like, you're telling me, like, what are you going to rip on Prince Fielder? You're going to rip on, like, look at guys that are in the league now. Like, you know, Cabrera is not, you know, the guy is a first ballot Hall of Famer. I wouldn't consider him to be some slim dude. Like, it's just, we have to get to a point where commentators need to do better. If these people want us to keep tuning into their show, they need to. They need to fucking know what they're talking about. Like, it's
well, I don't know what I'm talking about, and I sure hope people still turn into this show.
Yeah, but I mean, we don't have the little Major League Baseball stamp above us. You know what I mean? We're not getting paid $100,000 a year to talk baseball. You know, I find like baseball commentary as a whole has just become like almost unbearable. We're kind of blessed. We have a great broadcast team and we have, you know, some of the best guys in the business, but as a fan of baseball, I watch a lot of baseball around the league and it's become lazy. It's become a bunch of old white guys who just get pissed off about every little thing in baseball. And Anthony Recker is a symptom of the problem that's in baseball commentary these days.
All right. Here is the response from Anthony Recker after Alek Manoah's response. So Recker wrote, "Don't let someone throw a video out of context at you and get upset. You're an incredible talent, man. And I'd love to see you make the most of that. I hope to see you continue to get better and be great for a long time. I wish I had even a tiny speck of the talent you do." How is that not an apology? Because he doesn't say the words, "I'm sorry."
Yes. Yes. Say you're sorry.
You'd rather a tweet, like, you'd rather an apology where someone just says, "I'm sorry," and that's it. They don't
All he had to say
any acknowledgement of
all he had to say was, "I'm sorry, I'll do better next time."
All right. Well, he's bad at apologies then.
What's that?
Then he's bad at apologies too, I guess. But I think this is a genuine effort to
acknowledge that you fucked up. Don't just say like, "Yes, I love your talent." Don't take it out of context, but just say, You're right. I'm sorry. Like, I shouldn't have said that.
Okay. But what is he sorry for? Sorry that Alek Manoah is a bigger boy? Like, at what point? Like, what does he got to say? Like, Alek, I'm sorry. You are in phenomenal shape. You're right.
He said, "You have to show me you're willing to put in a little more time in the gym." That is questioning his dedication to his craft. And he said that you're going to be there consistently a little bit longer. Well, he's been there consistently longer than Tristan McKenzie. He's been there consistently longer than the other guys he mentioned. You know, like he has to, when you're questioning, like that thing about putting a little bit of time in the gym, that's not a question. I don't even think it's even questioning his body size. That's questioning his dedication. And for a guy like him, like Alek Manoah, like he's all dedication. And that shit has to rub him the wrong way.
Yeah, for sure it would rub him the wrong way. And I agree. I just also don't want him wasting his breath acknowledging it. Like,
yeah, but that's up to him to decide.
Sure.
Yeah, you know,
I'm just telling you, like, my preference as a fan is I like when guys are just like stoic and aren't like, just do it. Just respond with a Cy Young Award this year. Like that, just shut him up with that.
He probably will. He'll probably will.
You know, you're probably right.
Got as good a chance as anybody in baseball this year. But I don't know. When you're attacking a guy's dedication, especially a guy like Alek Manoah, you need, like,
I know it's a baseless claim. It was a stupid thing to have said. About
baseball, do a little bit of research. He talked for 3 minutes. He couldn't research. Like, I do more fucking research for your podcast than this guy does for a job on MLB Network.
I don't know if that's true. I know you do a lot of research, but I'm sure he does a fair amount of work behind the scenes as well.
Well, he doesn't really show it as a broadcaster.
Well, he's made one mistake here. I don't know. Show me the back catalog of all the times he's made
egregious errors. Next time I'm on, I'll bring the back catalog.
Please this do. Guy if he's, I don't know much about Anthony Record. Honestly, this is the first time I've ever heard of him. So I can't say this is a guy who consistently rubs me the wrong way with his terrible takes. I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe if I looked at the back catalog too, I'd agree. But this just seems like an off the cuff, stupid comment that I don't want to say was taken out of context, but I think it is being given more weight than his intention probably was. So again,
probably
a stupid thing to have said, but.
That's the world that we live in. And if you want to be a broadcaster, you're going to have to like pick and choose what you say, because his job is to talk baseball. So yeah, he has a big, like, there's a ton of people that watch MLB Network. So pick and choose your words wisely. That's what you get paid to do. Do your job.
All right. Here's the,
I can say the counter. Whatever I want.
Here's the counter to this. Okay. Sometimes in broadcasting, sports journalism, whatever the case may be, hot takes and bad takes, from a marketing standpoint are more valuable than just like well thought out, you're right kind of content. So
I get that. And there's a time and a plate. Like, you want to be Christopher Russo, go ahead. You want to be Skip Bayless, go right ahead. But you're going to have to sit, you're going to have tougher skin if a player comes back and says, "Hey, you know, like, quit running your mouth."
Well, I don't know. Does Anthony Record not have thick skin? Is he being a crybaby about any of this feedback?
Just the, you're taking me out of context, blah, blah, blah. Like, fucking say, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's not what he's saying. Or,
He's defending himself and apologizing. He's like, look, yeah, this is not how I meant it. So we're getting into the semantics we're using the word context or not.
You're right.
I didn't mean it like that. I think you're a freaking phenomenal talent. Agreed. You're way more talented than me. Let's move on.
Didn't say that. But he never.
That's basically what he said.
No, but like, why didn't he question Tristan McKenzie's work ethic? Like, look, like the guy weighs 140 pounds. Like, you know, you can't tell him to hit the gym, maybe put on a bit more weight, maybe become a stronger pitcher. Like, you didn't bring that up.
I mean, at a certain point, when you're splitting hairs though over the top 1% of the top 1%, you need anything to differentiate, right? Like, I'm critical of Alejandro Kirk's weight and size and conditioning, right? I love the first half of last season that he put together. I'm not so impressed by the second half. So I'm worried about his ability to catch 120 games a year for the next 10 years. That being said, he's still a great catcher. MLB like has him as like, I think, top six catcher in baseball right now. Danny Jansen, top nine.
But the thing with that is, Kirk doesn't have a track record of being consistently healthy. He already has injury problems. Alek Manoah has not.
That's true.
There's not even been a whiff. Like, he got better last year. Remember, like, in like right after the All-Star game, where we were talking about it on a long toss, like, as Manoah hit that wall finally, he had like three or four bad starts. They weren't even bad. Like, they were just like, he gave up
four runs. Cy Young worthy. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he came back in September and just like shut us all up. Yep. So like, if he had any history at all that his body type was affecting his game, sure, bring it up. But he hasn't. You know, I think I'm just getting pissed off at everybody ripping on the guys from the Jays. Like, it just seems
I hear you, man. I hear you.
The three guys from the Jays that are a little bit heavier seem to be the guys that the entire league is kicking around. And all three of them are fucking all-stars. So, you know, like, shut up.
All right. I want to be optimistic. I want to choose the glass half full angle. I want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Obviously, I would go to the battlefield verbally for Alek Manoah any day of the week. But again, for Anthony Recker, even if this isn't how he meant it, I'm going to choose to interpret it this way. I'm going to give him this is me being as generous as I can with his take. And I'm going to interpret it this way. Maybe there's some positive ground we can find in the middle. Maybe the idea is, and let's take all the consistency fluff around the edges and let's just trim that fat right off. But let's just focus on, maybe he sees incredible talent in Alek Manoah and just sees more potential. Like, maybe the Alek Manoah that we saw in 2022 isn't the best version of Alek Manoah that can exist. I mean, again, I'm not one to speak on professional athletes. I never went anywhere with my sports career, but I think we all grew up playing a minor league sport, whether it was hockey or baseball or whatever the case may be, soccer, something, right? And we all saw the kids that had the work ethic, and then we saw the kids that had that like unbelievable talent, but didn't necessarily have the same work ethic. And then some people have both, right? And then they tend to go somewhere with it. I'm just saying, maybe that was the kind of the angle he was taking. Was like, look, Alek Manoah, you clearly have A+ for talent, but maybe you have an A- for maximizing your potential. And if you could just get it to an A+, you know, you go from like winning a couple Cy Youngs to being like a first ballot Hall of Famer. Maybe that's the takeaway. Am I being too generous with that? You can push back on me here. I don't know.
No, like, maybe, but I mean,
maybe I just,
the guy gets paid to talk baseball for a living. Like, just choose your words wisely.
And I guess that's where it comes down to for me. And like,
I'm a comedian. So like, it's my job to use my words and manipulate the way I structure a sentence to achieve an effect that I'm going for. So I know that different words have different meanings, and they also have different meanings to different people. So maybe when he says out of context, maybe it's not actually out of context in the literal sense that we usually think of it, but maybe he just, the spirit of saying that is what he was getting at, is like, sure, it wasn't out of context, but it isn't the way I meant it, right? Like sometimes you say a sentence and it's a little ambiguous and has multiple meanings, and maybe he meant it in a more polite, flattering, complimentary way, and everybody's taking it as the like a-hole, rude, putting him down way. You know, like there's a way. I don't know.
I think a lot of it has to do with the history of everyone just like jumping on Manoa and Kirk and Vladdy. Like, you know, Ross, the guy that worked at TSN, like his was just like blatant, you know, like it wasn't even like, and it was like he didn't even try, like it was not ambiguous. This one, sure, I could see there's some ambiguity in there. I don't really like how he came back after it. Like Manoa invited him to his gym, so maybe.
maybe that's an MLB Network segment that we're gonna see in March.
It's
gonna be Anthony Recker visits Alec Manoa's gym. I think that's a great MLB piece. MLB
had any fucking brains in marketing,
that's what they should absolutely do.
Yeah,
they should go toe to toe in a sweat cycle and just. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, but well, I mean, MLB Network won't do that. They're happy to roll out fucking 70-year-old Chris Russo to spout nonsense for 2 hours a day. But I mean,
Can we touch on Strowman's comments and then we'll get out of here? I can't believe we spent 32 minutes on this already. This 4-minute stupid story. Yeah, but it's the off season. All right, Marcus Strowman, the Stro Show. He chimed in. You have his quote there?
No, but I know he like.
I'll pull it up. You go ahead.
I don't know. He commented on one of my comments. So, but
Alec Manoa. Let's see if I could find this quickly here.
The thing with Stro is like he's a little guy, so he has that chip on his shoulder too. And I think he gets pretty defensive when anybody attacks the body type as opposed to the talent and like the production. I think that's what bothers Stro the most about this. And like,
okay, I got the tweet here. So let me just jump in with this and then we can get back to it. So response from Marcus Strowman: what a clown you are, Anthony Recker. Poo poo, take from a bum. Nobody who has accomplished nothing in life. Keep your mouth shut and stop talking down on players. Alec Manoa is one of the best pitchers in baseball. You talk on TV for a living because your game was trash.
Yeah, I mean, that's
wrong words.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Stro has never been one to filter himself. I mean, he's said a lot of really dumb shit online over the years, but he also, like, defends people with different body types. Like, he, you know, he's, 5'8"? You know, has had a really remarkable MLB career for a pitcher his size. I think when anybody attacks body types, like as opposed to talent and production, I think he gets a little fired up. So, I mean, I don't know if I would have went like, I don't know. That's just Strowman. I mean, like,
Strowman
being Strowman, like we've heard pretty much everything from him. But I mean, whatever, he saw one of his boys getting attacked and he jumped on. So
yeah, kudos there. Stick up for your boys. All right. I'm kind of spent on this topic.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty much done with it now too.
Can we put this to bed? Is this going to be something that lingers for another 3 or 4 days, or can this just be done? No, I know we're getting to this a couple days late, but
I think everyone's kind of moved on to the Chinese weather balloon now, so we're all good.
There's a second one now in South America too.
Those sneaky buggers. Yeah, man. I don't know. Like discreet by floating a fucking blimp over your country.
For anybody that doesn't know, there is a giant balloon the size of 3 buses floating over the northern United States right now. And I just think hilarious. Look, last year or the year before, we had all this declassifying of these UFO incidents by like the Pentagon and whatever. And a lot of the stuff was like, well, we don't know that they're aliens. Like, it could just be China has like really impressive drone technology that we're not aware of, right? This hypersonic, ultra maneuverable, it can go into the water and come back out kind of drones to spy on us, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, then why are they sending the big balloon to spy?
Exactly. It's like do you think that that's the height of Chinese technology is like a balloon?
Yeah, it's like, so weird.
Come on, man. Like, I don't know. People, like, they got to shoot it down. It's like, what's up? I think everyone's kind of moved on to that. So, hey, man, pitchers and catchers, 9 days away.
I know it's coming. I saw Ricky Tiedemann reactivated his Instagram and throwing up some videos of him throwing. So, fresh new haircut on Ricky Tiedemann. It's shorter now.
Yeah, still, I think I'm going to
still long, but
I'm going to have to go the Tiedemann route here. I got to get rid of some of this. So,
you and me too, buddy.
Right. But hopefully next week we'll have something to actually fucking talk about.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I know.
All
right. Well, thanks for doing this on a Saturday. I appreciate you. And
no problem, man.
Yeah, we'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.
All right. See you next Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Walk Off Podcast with Scott Belford and Adam Mack, with a new episode every Friday. Thanks for listening.